Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-paced meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space today and thank you for coming. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can come and check out our website at cultivateconnection.ca. And there you can also subscribe to receive these podcasts directly into your email, as well as we're actually running our first contest on Facebook and Instagram. So if you go to cultivateconnection.ca, you can find a link there for Facebook and Instagram and check out, we're doing just a contest to give away some encouragement. And so be sure to check that out. So as always, I just welcome you to begin to settle in, find the space that you need to be in today. And I invite you to turn your attention towards your breath. Just beginning to take notice of something that was already there. Just turning your focus, your attention, beginning to acknowledge your breath. Notice what you feel as you breathe. Just noticing even your environment around you. We want to become fully present in this space. So are there any other sounds that you hear in this moment? Perhaps the temperature of the space that you're in. If your eyes aren't closed, maybe you just notice what you see. And then drawing the attention back towards the breath. Maybe if it feels good for you, you begin to slow that breath just a little bit. You can invite that breath into the deeper spaces, feeling a little bit more of expansion through the body, through the lungs. Where do you notice that breath drawing into today? Feeling the motion of the breath. Maybe even just pondering just the systems of the breath, the way God created us to be able to breathe, the body itself. The miracle that it is to simply be able to take that breath in that draws in life. All of the parts and pieces that comes together, that God created every detail so you could draw in that full, expansive breath. Taking in what you need and then finding that release, that exhale and letting go of what you no longer need. Taking some time to notice the wonder of the breath, this amazing respiratory system that the Lord created within you. And maybe there's a place to access gratitude towards the God who knit together all of these details in your body, all of these systems that maybe we don't understand how they all work. But the miracle that your body and the life that's in it is. Maybe you take a moment just to scan the body. And is there an area in your body or a system or some part of you that you just want to thank the Lord for? Taking time to behold the beauty of His creation within you. The miracle that is the human body. We could take any part, and there's so many intricacies to how that part of the body works, what it does for us, its purpose. And as we're in this place contemplating the body, the miracle God has given you, what do you notice in your body today? What do you feel? Just checking in. Or maybe there's a part of your body that you're hard on, that you're critical of. And if some that part of your body comes to mind, if the Lord directs you to something, can you simply ask Holy Spirit, what is your perspective of this part of my body? What do you say about this? What are some of the intricacies or miracle power that you put into creating this part of me, this part of my body? And maybe you just invite your breath into that space. As you draw in that breath, perhaps you see even the Spirit of the Lord just surrounding that part of you, welcomed into that part of your body. Are you able to welcome the Holy Spirit in to reveal His perspective and touch that place? Surround you with love. Today we are going to be reading scripture, going all the way back to the beginning. We're going to be reading the creation story, or beginning it, starting in Genesis 1. So as I read it this first time, just allow yourself to come into this story, come in to this like it was being painted before you. Allow the Lord to just reveal to you what he has through creation itself. In the beginning, God created everything. The heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. And light flashed into being. God saw that the light was beautiful and good, and he separated the light from darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening gave way to morning. That was one day. And as I read it a second time, just allowing yourself to get a new appreciation or perspective of God the Creator. In the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. And light flashed into being. God saw that the light was beautiful and good. And he separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening gave way to morning. That was day one. As I read it a third time, what is it that God is revealing about himself to you today? In the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. And light flashed into being. God saw the light was beautiful and good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening gave way to morning. That was day one. The creator of everything. God created everything in the heavens and everything below. Can you just take a moment, just as we took time to be in awe of this miracle body that God has given us? Just taking time to meditate, to think about this God who created the heavens and the earth. What was it like in that moment? When I read the word, I like to ask the Holy Spirit. You were there. It says you were there in that moment, hovering the surface of the empty waters. What was it like in that moment where there was lack of shape, totally empty, a dark fog draping over the deep? What was it like in that moment? The darkness, the fog, the emptiness, the lack of shape. Yet there was Holy Spirit. You were there. And in a moment, everything changed because of the voice of God. I wonder what it sounded like in that moment when God's voice went forth. Was it thunderous? Was it a song? Did it have a melody to it? Was it sharp or quiet? You spoke the words, "Let there be light." Holy Spirit, what was it like in that moment when the voice went forth and then the flash of light came? The first light into that dark space. So beautiful, so full of goodness. Maybe there's an area in your life right now where you feel like it's lacking shape, that it's totally empty, that it's covered in a dark fog. Is there an area in your life right now that just feels like empty waters? And if so, are you able to turn away long enough from the problem to fix your eyes on the one who created the heavens and the earth? To make some room and space to hear the voice of God speak into the darkness. Let there be light. Remembering in that flash of light, everything changed. The world would never be the same again. Is there an area in your life where God is wanting to speak those words? Where he's wanting to bring the light into the darkness. He's wanting to bring the beautiful and the good into the emptiness. To separate the light from the dark. The day from the night. Creator God, the one who spoke into existence, the one who created our bodies, the one who created everything around us. It's so easy for us to put God in a box or shrink him down to something more manageable for our minds. But will you allow the bigness, the vastness, the majesty of God to fill your being today? Something that we can't fully comprehend. Will you understand that this God loves you and he wants to speak his voice into your life, into your darkness? He wants to flash that light of beauty and goodness. Will you turn your eyes to the one who can change everything in a moment? Will you get caught up in the one who can make a difference in your life? We get so consumed with our problems. We talk about them, we elevate them, We brag about them. We are consumed in our culture with the negativity and the problems of the world and in our own lives. And they're real. I don't discount them. But there is a God who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. And he's so much bigger than the problems and the circumstances. And he longs to speak into your life to bring that light. Is there an area today where you are asking God to speak? Or you're asking for his light? And are you willing to lay down the problem and turn more focus towards the Creator, the one who can bring the miracle you need? He can separate day from night. He's created the miracle and the intricacies that happen within our body. God, I pray this week that we would learn and grow in our meditation upon you, upon your vastness, your greatness, your kindness. That, Lord, we would spend more time meditating upon who you are, your goodness, than the problems we face, than the lack in our own lives. Teach us your ways that we may know you. Restore to us, God, the awe and wonder of God the Creator. Lord, let us make room and space in our lives this week to listen, to hear your voice as you speak, and to allow your light to shine in us and through us. Holy Spirit, I thank you that as you hovered over the waters, in the very beginning, that same Spirit hovers over our lives, lives within us. I pray this week we would become more aware of your presence, Lord, of your Spirit within us. I bless each one this week to have encounters with God's goodness, with his light, with his voice, to come to know him more, to meditate upon his beauty, and to understand his creation more and more. May we be in awe of you, Jesus.